Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. It's the end of the year and we know it.
What?
It's the end of the year and we know it.
And I feel sad. Bye.
Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's got a winning team. Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland, Al Gore, Renaissance, Vietnam, Saigon, rock and roll.
Here's the funniest thing about we didn't start the fire. He's fine with everything up until he says rock and roll and cola wars.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take it anymore.
That's the last straw.
That's what set you off, Billy Joel. That crossed the line. Cola wars.
Well, he's a Pepsi guy.
I set you up to do a 2022 version of didn't start the fire by saying it's the end of the year as we know it.
Yes. Herschel Walker, this sucks. Oh no.
Top Gun, Elon Musk.
Oh wait, Herschel Walker, this sucks. Top Gun, Top. Elon Musk.
That works.
Holy shit, that works great. We didn't start the fire.
What else happened in 2022?
You asked me that, and everything was, like, got vacuumed out of my brain immediately. Not good.
Alex Jones court case, Bezos went to outer space. What else? Hold on. Googling things that happened this year. Let's see.
Okay. Marcel the child with shoes on.
Okay, top story.
Lansbury is gone.
Is this going to be, JBC, is this the episode?
No, this isn't the episode. Why would I Google things that happened this year? It says 2021 pull up that happened in 2022. In 2022, okay. Things that happened in 2022. I'm on the Wikipedia for 2022. Oh, the Queen died.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. I got this.
There you go.
The Queen takes a dirt nap. Chris Rock, Will Smith slap.
That might be too much.
Yeah. Shinzo Abe blown away by a guy with a homemade gun. That's definitely
this
happens.
We'll do a full one by next year.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
A full one ready for 2022. We should say. Arnie, whip one up.
Arnie, whip one up.
This is a fun game.
Could we have gone and written the Russia and the Ukraine? Yeah, we could have done it, but we didn't. And that's not what the fucking episode is. So stop asking. Stop asking for it. All right, let's see. Well, let's see.
Second immunization, Emily Ratajkowski, Pete Davidson.
What more do
I have to say?
September 26th, 2022. Here's what we got.
Okay.
NASA's DART crashes into the asteroid Dimorphos in a first test of a potential planetary defense.
It's so fucking easy, it writes itself.
Insane. We should get this. What's that new chat AI that's like taking over human jobs?
Casey Tony.
Somebody open that and say, right, we didn't start the fire, but with 2022 news stories. Just do that. How do we get that?
July 28th through August 8th, the 2022 Commonwealth Games is held in Birmingham, England. We didn't start the fire.
World Cup fucked up. Qatar dropped a bar.
Wow, we're getting better at this. Not worse. Better.
Terrence Drew is sworn in as the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis.
You're going to pass out trying to get that lyric out.
How did Billy Joel do it? Is this how Billy Joel did it?
I think Billy Joel was just cruising Wikipedia the day of the recording.
he's cruising drunk on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Driving through houses, writing songs.
No. That is not what it is. That's not what we're doing today. But what we are doing today is song related, in that we are going to play a little game that is not called Name That Tune.
Oh my God.
It's not called that.
It's not called that because it's not that. It literally is not that.
Okay.
Okay. This is a game like that. I'm not very good at keeping my cool during this game, unfortunately. I do sort of lose my mind when we play this. So I hope I can be normal.
If you're interested in keeping your cool, might I tell you that we are actually going to do a winter-themed version of this game today, in which we are going to be singing famous and maybe not so famous, maybe just ones that I pulled off the internet, Christmas songs on today's Not Name That Tune.
I have to ask,
what is your relationship with Christmas music, especially, now technically, I mean, this is the end of the year, but we're still kind of in the holiday season. We're in that weird week in between Christmas and New Year's. We call it the weirdest week in the world.
December's taint.
December's the perennium of December, and a perennium to remember them.
Perennium.
What's your guys' relationship with Christmas music? I'll start.
Yes.
I don't like Christmas music. I think it's like background music for the most part, but it was never really, I don't think it was ever really big growing up in my house, and I just never really listened to much Christmas music.
Yeah, I'll say I was, up until I was, boy oh boy, I want to say 10, 9 or 10, I was raised Muslim, so my dad and mom we went through the motions of Christmas, which I think, having been an adult for a while now, I think is what most people do, go through the motions of Christmas.
Yeah.
But there is no religious attachment. So there was a huge swath of Christmas songs I never heard until I was like 22 in terms of like the religious ones. So like Little Drummer Boy or like whatever the Bethlehem one is, or like so there's a bunch of those that I didn't really know, or if I heard them, I don't remember them. But I knew all the pop ones. I knew
like
all
the secular Christmas songs.
Right.
Yeah, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas or like Blue Christmas by Elvis. Like I knew, the secular songs. But I feel like I don't know if they were played a ton in my household.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Aaron? I love Christmas music.
Okay.
Whoa, I'm a big Christmas person in general. I don't really associate it with the religious part of it, but I love secular, non-secular Christmas music. It's the coziest kind of music. I love listening to Christmas music. It's so great. I had my holiday party. I have my Christmas party every year, and we paid my friend Alan Giles to play some Christmas carols because I wanted it to feel like very Little Women, people gathered around the piano, singing, being jolly, singing Christmas carols. And it's the happiest I've ever seen all of my friends. There's something about being grown up singing Christmas carols. I saw several people cry from joy. I just think it's fun. People don't even realize, I think subconsciously, you know all the words to all these songs, and it's a blast. So I'm very pro Christmas music.
It must be wild to attend a Christmas party with your friends and know that one of your friends is being paid to be there. I think that's the new way that I do a party. Huh. I think I'm going to have a party, have a bunch of people over, and be like, hey, just wanted to announce, everybody, hope everyone's having a good time. One of you is being paid to be here tonight. Good luck finding out who it is. Enjoy the rest of the party. And then the rest of the party is a theme party.
I've thought of it like that.
Where they're trying to like figure out the mystery of like, hey, who's on the clock tonight?
That's hilarious. I think also maybe I hope he had fun.
I doubt it.
But, yeah,
I doubt it. Sounds like he had a miserable time. Sounds like someone took advantage of him.
Sorry.
No, I think he probably had a wonderful time. And I think, you know, he probably got paid to sing and play the piano. And that's everyone's dream. That's my dream.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I go to hotel lobbies all the time. I sit down on those keys and I say, it's a summertime. And people are like, sorry?
People are like,
are you a guest at the hotel?
Harry Connick Sr.?
It's a summertime. It's such a funny, fake way to start a Christmas song. Already off to a bad start.
off to a terrible start.
I'm not trying to like predict success here, but
okay.
I could maybe do okay at this.
Here's what I'll say. The number one, having thought about it, the number one song that was played around Christmas time in my house for my family, sadly, was Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. So if that pops up on the radar, much like Santa's Sleigh That Fateful Night, I should be okay with that. But I don't know who sings that. There's a lot of Christmas songs. I probably know the chorus. I don't know the rest of the words, and I don't know who sings it. And there's also, I feel like there's so many covers. Like
I was just about to ask that. So there's so many people who sing Christmas songs. Are we doing artists?
Now, if it is a well-known Christmas song, like some Christmas songs are originated and sung by like one person. Some Christmas songs were like written by like two admin and like performed by some nobody that they like capped in the back of the head like the minute they finished putting it on wax. That it's carte blanche. But
put
if it's like
it
if
on
it's,
wax,
if it's very known, I would like you to try to get the person who sings it. Okay. But no, you can't just say like Harry Connick Jr. for all of them because it's like yeah, the guy did do all of the songs.
I can't though. I can say it.
Also, I'm legally obliged to mention, Mary J. obliged to mention that Santa Baby is constantly running through my head anytime I hear any word spoken, if that makes sense.
And Adel, we're trying. We have our best scientists on that, by the way. We haven't given up on you yet, pal.
The best scientists? Can I see their credentials?
Yeah.
I think either
we should
one
have
of
them
you
on other things, maybe.
See credentials.
And also, when I was looking up some of the lyrics of these songs, I'm like, there's a bunch of different versions. I think sometimes people just hit the chorus and anything else that they sing is just like, whatever, man. It's Christmas. Who gives a shit?
We won't go until we get some. We won't
go until. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.